Well, good evening.
It is good to see you tonight. I always say I'm sorry Brother Talley can't be here, but I'm glad he's gone because I get to preach. So I wanted to share something with you that I preached this morning at a church in Tuscumbia. Name of it is Hook Street Baptist Church. And they are kind of searching for a pastor, and them and I both are waiting on what the Lord says. So y'all help me pray about that. It's been a long time. I kind of retired from pastoring right after our son passed away and took Kathy home and cared for her for a while, and so it's been a while since I've pastored, but they're a sweet bunch of folks. They've been through kind of a hard time, and they just need somebody to love on them and preach to them and shepherd them. So you pray that they and I both will get clarity from the Lord about what He wants us to do, because it's up to Him. I've given Him, I know He's not through with me. I get to preach at Pilgrim often enough to know that, so I'm excited about it. I'm a little apprehensive about it, but y'all just help me when you think about me. Y'all say a prayer for me about it, okay? And I wanted to share some good news with you. I went to the doctor this week in Huntsville to my surgeon that I've seen an awful lot of over the last year. And his nurse practitioner came in and sat down, and she said, "Mr. Houston," said, "I have good news for you today." And I said, "Really? Well, I need to hear it." And she said, "Your bone, where the fracture was on both sides of your femur, has completely healed." And she showed me where the bone had completely filled in with all new bone, and so it has completely healed. And y'all help me pray, too, that I can soon wean myself from this thing. I feel like it's attached to my hip, but I have a little bit of problem with balance, as y'all have witnessed when I come up a couple of steps, but that's mainly why I have to have this, because when I'm at home and I'm up and about, I am to a point where I can walk from room to room without my cane. So all that is good, and I'm just looking forward to what the Lord's going to do and taking care of that. He's brought me a long ways. It's been 13 months, and it's been a rough 13 months, but with the good Lord's help, he's brought me through it, and I praise Him for that tonight. I sure do. All right. I want to share just a few words with you, and the title of my message is Facing the Future Without Fear. Yeah, there's a lot in this old world that we have to be careful as Christians not to try to keep it ourselves, but to give it to the Lord. I've just been burdened and shattered this last couple of days over the death of all those children out in Texas. I know what it's like to lose a child, but I just it's traumatic to see what has happened out there and what's gone on and all the lives that have been lost. And still, the last time I heard, they said that there were still some children who had not been found. And so let's just pray for those families. Every day, it seems like we hear all kinds of stuff happening around us. We hear where people go into to cities and just start shooting with a gun and no care for life whatsoever. Their mind frame is to take life. Every day it seems we hear about events that are just frightening, and my mind kind of goes back often about the guy that went in the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh. Y'all remember that? He went in the Jewish synagogue, and they were worshiping, and he just started shooting and took people's lives. Now, you know, folks, we hope and pray that something like that is not going to happen in wherever this, where is Pilgrim? Somewhere, yeah. Close to Langtown, close to Clebit Springs, but little small places that we're accustomed to growing up in. And we hope and pray that we never hear of that happening in our schools in Lawrence County. But you know what? It can happen here just as quickly as it happens in other places. How do we face those things? Well, I've got just three or four thoughts tonight that I believe might help us. And I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10 through 14. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 14. And if you're able and can, stand with me as we honor the reading of God's Word tonight. Isaiah 41, beginning with verse 10. And here's what the Word of the Lord says. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Now, you know, we could stop right there and preach the sermon, couldn't we? He tells us very plainly and very clearly, don't be afraid, because I am with you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, discouraged, down in the mouth, however you want to interpret that word, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. In verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, read this last part of that verse with me, will you? Fear not, I will help thee. Again in verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Praise the Lord for that powerful passage of Scripture. You can be seated. So what is it? I don't have the magic answer. I don't stand up here tonight and tell you that I know exactly what we need and know exactly what's going to help in keeping us from being afraid. But here's a few thoughts. The first one is this: we are secured by God's presence. God is always with us. He says, I will be with you. Be not dismayed. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. My presence is always around you. Even a child shows less fear when his daddy's holding his hand. I read a story not too long ago about a little girl on an airplane, and that during that flight, there was a tremendous amount of turbulence, and every few minutes, the flight attendant would get on the intercom and say, "Everybody, keep your seat belts fastened. Everybody, stay in your seats. We're about to go through some rough turbulence, and so just remember to do those things." And there was a man sitting there, and he said he kept noticing this little girl. And he said she just sat there with her legs crossed in the seat like nothing was going on. She was just as peaceful as she could be. And when they got where they were going, he said he just couldn't help himself. He said he went up to that little girl and he said, "Baby, how is it that during all that time when we were going through all that turbulence, were you so calm?" And she said, "Because my daddy is the pilot, and he was taking me home." Our daddy in heaven, our father in heaven, is the pilot. You know it? And he's taking us home. We're just here for a short time. We're just passing through. We know those old songs that talk about, "I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just passing through. I'm a citizen of another world. I don't belong here." And we could go on and on. There's a lot of songs with that thought, but we are secured by God's presence. Our Heavenly Father is with us wherever we are. He is with us if we're working, if we're playing, if we're at school, if we're at church, wherever we are, he's always there holding our hand. And we can be just like that little girl. "The pilot is my daddy, and he was taking me home." Matthew 14, verse 27 says, "But immediately," straightway, the word is used, "Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." We don't have to be afraid. You know, and we're going to go through some things, and before, even if we're still here when the Lord comes back, we're going to go through some rough times before we get to the point of being raptured and taken home. Now, I don't believe, you know, don't go home and tell somebody that preacher said tonight that we were going to go through the tribulation. I didn't say that because I don't believe that. I don't believe that we're going through the tribulation as Christians. I believe we're going through, read chapter 24 of Matthew, and it'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Because Jesus gave a list of things, and he said all these things have to come about, and then the end is here. And so, you know, we don't know what we're going to have to go through. But we do know that we are secured by the presence of God. Second thing is, we can find satisfaction through God's peace. John 14, verse 27. The Bible says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be what? Be afraid." We don't have to be afraid because we can find satisfaction through the peace of God. There's a real special little song that I learned a long time ago, and y'all may know it, I don't know, but that song says, "The only real peace," if you know it, sing with me, "that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all my frustrations, I need thee, and I know I do." That one's high too, brother. "For the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you." Can we say amen? Amen. Only real peace we've got, folks, in this world is through the Lord. So we can find satisfaction through his peace, but thirdly, we can find strength through God's power. He said, "I will strengthen thee." Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." We can find strength through that, can't we? And it's only the strength and the peace and the, what was that first thing I said? The security of his presence. It's only through those things, folks, that we can face the future without fear. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, what does that say? It says, "But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And it's through his strength, not ours. Fourthly, all our needs are supplied by God's provision. You know, we get excited sometimes and we think it's because of what we've done that we've got what we've got. But you know what, folks? It's not. It's not because of anything we've done. It's because of the goodness and the love and the provision of God. And all our needs are supplied by his provision. Matthew 6:33 said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things." What was he talking about, Greg? He was talking about those things that we need every day, like food and water and the supplies of life. But he said, "Why you worry about those things? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Praise the Lord for that. And finally, we are sustained by God's promises. You know, you can open the Word of God just about anywhere you want to, and you can find recorded in that the promises of God. God's made us promises all throughout the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. He's, you know, I believe so much about what God says to us in His Word. Somebody said to me the other day, we were talking about something that was in the Bible, and they said to me, you know, the Bible is really beautiful, isn't it? And I thought, yeah, it really is. Why is it beautiful, guys? It's beautiful because it is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it said that Jesus made Himself, or the Word, it called Him the Word. It said the Word was manifest and came and lived in our presence. We're sustained by the promises of God. 1 Peter 1:5 said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And what is one of those promises? I preached a sermon this morning at Hook Street about heaven. And, you know, I made it clear in the message that I don't have the secret about what heaven looks like, nor do y'all, because the Bible says, eyes not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has promised for those who love Him. So I don't know what heaven is going to look like, but I know one thing. I believe with my heart that it's going to be a spectacular place. And we're going to be reunited with loved ones. And I was listening to David Jeremiah this morning before I left for church, and he was talking about ways that we know that we belong to God, and he brought out some things about the promises of God, and He said that He will prepare us for heaven. And you know, my message this morning, the title of it was, Will Your Last Move Be to Heaven? And it won't be to heaven as our last move unless we make peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. Unless we accept Him and invite Him into our hearts as our Savior, then the last move that we make won't be to heaven. But I tell you what, folks, I'm trying mighty hard. And I know tonight that since I was 11 years old, and Linda, you probably remember when I was 11 years old, but Brother Malone Cobb was preaching a revival at our church, and I was sitting right there on that second pew, and I realized that night in that revival that I needed to be saved. Now, have I been faithful as I ought to be since I was 11 years old? No, I can tell you the answer to that. But I also know that y'all ain't either. And I mean no offense by that, but we all make mistakes, don't we? We all sin, even as Christians. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. But we can face the future without fear because we are sustained by the promises of God. And I thank Him and I praise Him tonight for that knowledge. Brother Kenny, I'm going to ask you to come, if you will, and pick us out a song, and let's just stand and sing. And if there's one here tonight who has a need of any kind, and maybe it is a need to give up fear. Maybe it's a need to give your fear to the Lord. Whatever that need is tonight, I invite you to come and bring it to the Lord, find peace with the Lord, and I know without a doubt He'll be waiting right here to meet you and to greet you. Would you stand, please?